Let's talk a little bit about chemo radiation therapy and also new clinical research approaches to rectal cancer. What are some of the major rectal cancer trials right now that are ongoing? Which do you participate in?
So in the United States, we've tried to coordinate the adjuvant trials in rectal cancer through what has previously been the GI intergroup. And so we now have a GI steering committee of the clinical trials working group, which is really the old intergroup. And so we've tried to coordinate the trials. And there are at present two trials that have been relatively recently activated. And they've been designed carefully so that you can actually enter patients on both of these studies. So the first is a study from the NSABP evaluating preoperative radiation and chemotherapy for rectal cancer patients with a 2-by-2 randomization where patients get randomized either to continuous infusion 5-FU or capecitabine with radiation, and then have a second randomization to receive or not receive oxaliplatin with radiation. And the idea was to use oxaliplatin to increase the rate of pathological complete response, hopefully improve the local control rate, and perhaps have the advantage of having some additional systemic effect at the same time. Patients are entered on that study, and then they have surgery, and then they can be randomized to an ECOG study in which all patients get FOLFOX, and then they are randomized to receive or not receive bevacizumab.
Kind of paralleling the NSABP COH study in colon cancer, what's the entry criteria for that study?
So the entry criteria are basically what they've been for almost all studies to date, which is T3 and or node positive disease.